This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's video, I am giving you four terrifying jogging stories. Whether you're going out for a short jog or a simple casual walk, things happen. Things go wrong. Now sit back, relax, dim those lights, and let's get spooky. I had never been someone you would imagine as the picture of physical health. Throughout my career working as an actuary, I spent most of my weeks sitting on a chair, poring over an endless stream of spreadsheets, and sipping on coffee with an unholy amount of cream. On the weekends, I would binge whatever new hit shows were released on the plethora of streaming platforms I begrudgingly subscribed to. All in all, I never considered what effect my largely sedentary lifestyle would have on my health. That all changed last winter. I was helping my mother move furniture for a large garage sale when I felt an intense pain in my chest. I didn't think much of it at first, but as the pain worsened, I realized that the unimaginable was happening. After a short ambulance ride and a long hospital stay, I was given the good news. I was a very lucky man. I had survived a heart attack. But considering I had BMI of 41, by my 42nd birthday, I knew I had to make a change. Ever since that horrible day, I have been focused on health almost to a flaw. I diet, go to the gym every other day, and even use a standing desk at my job. I've honestly never felt so confident, especially now that I've lost 50 pounds since last year. As a part of this change, I've made a ritual of going for a 2-mile run every Friday night. You know, to help clear my mind after work. Just running through the park near my urban apartment always gives me a clear sense of clarity, a perspective that helps me center myself. This Friday started like any other. I grabbed my running shoes and earbuds and set my smartwatch to time my run before jogging out the door. Usually, I listen to ambient music and soft instrumentals to contribute to the meditative nature of the run. But as I started down my route, silence greeted me. Not willing to stop my exercise to see what the issue was, I popped out my earbuds, deciding the silence of the night would be an acceptable alternative. It was a clear, beautiful night. The moon peeking shyly through a layer of dark clouds, providing a pale glow to accompany the harsh light provided by the electric lamps lining the running path. It was only 8 p.m. when I started the run, but the stars had already begun to twinkle overhead, barely visible with the ambient glow of the city underneath. The repetitive crunch of my shoes on the concrete began to lull me into a trance as I ran at a comfortable pace down the aisle of bare deciduous trees. With a sudden awareness, I realized that my path was blocked by the form of a man. He was tall, taller than me by at least a foot, and seemed to be wearing some sort of dark trench coat or cloak that obscured his body. I slowed to a walk as I drew nearer, the moon reflecting dully off his black matted hair. He stared at me with pupils so wide, it was as if his eyes were chips of obsidian buried in his skull. By this point, there was 5 feet between us. The man stared at me, turning his head from one side to another. I could feel my pulse quickening, but not because of the cardio workout, but rather from a sudden fear that gripped me. I didn't know what to say, so I lamely called out, "Hey there." The man didn't respond, but began to shake his head vigorously, convulsing rapidly. As I stood there, completely unsure of what to do and frozen by a sudden fear, I noticed some odd features of this stranger blocking my way. His hands moved almost nonstop, passing back and forth under the blanket he wore like a cape, scratching frantically at his legs. He was muttering under his breath, something I could not understand despite straining to hear. I realized this man was likely having a mental health crisis, or maybe suffering from some sort of drug overdose. Despite that, I couldn't help but feel terrified by the stiff, unnatural way he moved, as if he was being twisted and contorted by an invisible puppeteer. I reached into my pocket and retrieved my cell phone, trying to dial 911 to hopefully get an ambulance here. But the moment I took my eyes off the stranger, I heard an immediate shuffle of movement, and when I looked up, the man was simply gone without a trace. I shuddered, suddenly aware of how impenetrable the darkness off the sides of the trail was. I decided to cut my run short, turning around to run back the way I had come along the park trail. As I ran, I strained to listen for any sounds that would indicate I was being followed, but was greeted only by the dull thud of my own feet on the pavement. With my head on a swivel, I worked my way back to my apartment building, punching the code into the gate at the stairwell before heading up to my floor. After getting inside, I allowed myself time to process the experience, silently thanking whoever was watching out for me. Just when I thought the nightmare was over, I saw my doorknob begin to jiggle from the corner of my eye. Fortunately, the deadbolt stopped the would-be intruder, but as my veins filled with ice, I ran to look through the peephole. What greeted me was a pitch-black void, as though the world outside had been drained of all light. I thought that someone had covered the tiny window, when with a sudden motion, the darkness I gazed into blinked. I realized then, with the shock of fear, that I was looking into the eye of the man I had seen in the park. The wide, dilated pupils taking up the entirety of my door's minuscule peephole. I found myself transfixed as I gazed with horror into his eye. With a sharp motion, the man pulled away from the door, and I could see him standing there on my welcome mat, his hands roving across his face as he frantically scratched and pulled on his skin. I could see blood beginning to drip down his nose and cheeks as he began to tear at his pale flesh. He didn't seem to feel any pain, just staring straight ahead as his fingernails cut deeply into his forehead. I fumbled for my phone, trying desperately to call for help. With a thunderclap, I jumped back from the door when I felt a sudden weight slam against it. I gave up trying to watch him through the hole and just sat there on the phone with the dispatcher, wedging myself against the door. Help was on the way, but I wondered if he would be able to kick in the door before they got here. After a few minutes of silence passed, I slowly stood and cautiously looked through the peephole again, holding my breath. Once again, I was greeted with darkness, so I quickly ducked back down. I told the 911 operator that the man was still at my door, and she reassured me that the police were almost there. I sat, barely daring to breathe, as I listened to the officers arrive. When I heard them at my door, I shakily stood and threw the door open in a rush. The rest of my night was spent answering the cops' questions and filing out a witness statement as they assured me that they would investigate it thoroughly. After all, the sergeant chuckled, we have plenty of DNA evidence. What do you mean? I whispered, bile rising in my throat as I began to imagine what lay in the hallway beyond my door. With a knowing look to his partner, the officer stood and gestured for me to step out onto the landing in front of my apartment. When I did, he slowly shut the door to show me the outward-facing side of it. When I saw the state of the whitewashed wood door, I gawked in abject horror. The last time I had looked out the peephole and saw only blackness wasn't because the man was looking into it at all. Rather, it was because of the blood, skin, the dark black hair that was messily smeared over the entirety of my front door.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gerald went for a run in the park like any other day, listening to Danger Zone and powering down his usual path. He waved to his fellow joggers. Children watched him as he passed by the playground, and dogs looked on curiously as he approached. Gerald was a mysterious legend among the wider neighborhood for one strange reason. He never, ever deviated from his route under any circumstances. Every day, on the dot, he left his house at exactly 7 a.m. He always jogged past the playground at the exact same time every day. He always listened to Danger Zone and nothing else. It was as if he was struck in a loop every day, but no one else was. One day, Susanna watched him curiously go about his routine. She had watched him for several weeks. Being new to the neighborhood, this behavior fascinated her. However, today she wished to test how dedicated he was to his jog. Perhaps it would be interesting material for her thesis. She started simple, by asking people to pass on messages to him mid-jog. Gerald simply smiled and nodded his head to the beat of the music, ignoring the passerby. She tried leaving money on the ground, hoping he would pick it up. Gerald ran straight over it, trampling it into the dirt. Not even balls or rocks could be tossed into his direction, fazing him. Susanna was impressed, but she was also even more confused. Having exhausted any sane options at this point, she decided to throw her morals to the wind and try harder to stop him. No matter what it took, she would find out who or what he was. However, the more she tested, the more concerned and baffled she became. It seemed nothing could stop this man, if he even was a man. Pins on the ground were ran across as easily as the path. A large bench pushed in the way was found broken in two with a Gerald-shaped hole through it. A group of kittens was sent out to block the path, came back shaking in horror. Something was clearly wrong, but what? Gerald's behavior began to plague Susanna day and night. While she worked, while she ate, while she slept, it was all she could think about. She'd often wake up in the dead of night, wondering if Gerald was even human. This was no longer about her thesis. Susanna was slowly losing herself in the mystery that surrounded this strange man, with every test pushing her further to the brink of madness. After many weeks of this, Susanna was done with the speculation and theories. She decided to finally stand in the way of the path herself, to see what was so scary about Gerald, and maybe even learn the truth. The police found her mutilated corpse later that day, covered in footprints.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In the dark, your mind plays tricks on you. I know this. I know this from countless walks on dark winter nights, through dark alleyways, still fields, and dead roads. The silence intruded on by your own footsteps. Your mind creates monsters in the dark. This was not my mind playing tricks on me. I always walk the same routine home from a friend's house. The bridge over the dull carriageway to a small sloping path that leads to a dirt alleyway. The long alleyway leads to two connected barren fields. These fields then led to a paved alleyway. From there, it's just a few streets to my house. I've walked this way thousands of times, in the rain when the mud turns to slop, in the harsh heat of the sun, by myself and with others. It's ingrained so deeply, it might as well be part of me. This happened last night, and I really don't know what to make of it. I spent the day at my friend's house. I meant to leave at 8:30 to make curfew at 9, but I didn't. I lost track of time and I didn't leave the house until around 9:45. Needless to say, my parents were pissed. I had a bunch of missed calls and angry texts. This led me to spending the first 5-10 minutes of the journey staring at my phone, apologizing. I had already walked over the bridge and into the dirt alleyway when I put my phone into my pocket. Going from the sharp light of my phone to the dull dark of the night rendered me basically blind until my eyes adjusted. Even when they did, though, my vision was poor. I could see the basic silhouettes of the bushes on either side of me and how they curved to the right up ahead. The walk was slow as it had rained that day, and I had to step carefully to ensure I didn't slip. I'd just grown used to the rhythmic thuds of my footfalls and the silent of the sleeping world when a short, sharp snap interrupted the silence behind me. My heart jolted a little, but I didn't stop. "A branch," I said out loud to myself, as though speaking it would make it true. I walked a little faster than before, staring ahead until I entered the first field. My eyes stayed locked forward on the gate that leads to the second field. There was a bush to the left of me, about 3 meters away. It spanned the entire length of the field. The rest of the field was surrounded by thick trees. In the dark, their silhouettes nothing more than a colossal black mass. The field was empty, just like the fields always were. No animals, no trees. Empty. I walked, and I didn't look behind me, not even when I heard a rustling. "Leaves," I said, even though I knew the sound was far too close to be vegetation surrounding the field. I kept walking. My fear prevented me from doing anything but stare straight ahead and walk. If I moved my gaze, I might have seen it. If I ran, it may have given chase. So I stayed at the constant pace, and the rustling stayed too. Halfway through the field, it stopped. This almost startled me more than when it began, so much so that I stopped walking. Slowly, I craned my neck. Peering over my shoulder, I was met with nothing. Just the empty field behind me. I stood still for a moment, then I once again began walking. I patted my pocket, feeling my phone. I took it out. Feeling reassured in the limited light of the screen, I felt silly. Children are scared of the dark, not me. I switched my phone off, putting it back as I opened the gate to walk into the final field. I stared into the dark of the field, and the dark stared back. I froze. There was something in the field. "A tree?" I said. But I knew this tree wasn't there when I walked this way mere hours ago. It was tall, maybe 9 feet. It stood just off the center of the field. I had to walk past it to get to the gate. I couldn't tell much more than that. My eyes hadn't adjusted to the dark. I forced myself to begin walking. "A tree," I whispered. Step. 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 I walked closer. A tree, I said. Step. 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 Closer I drew. I didn't look at it directly. I was halfway through the field. A tree, I stated. Step. Step. It moved. A fast shift towards me. I ran. I ran and I ran. I ran, and the thick mud made it difficult, but I didn't stop. I ran as fast as I could, but I knew it wouldn't be enough. I ran to the end of the field, but not out the gate. I stopped. I grabbed my phone from my pocket and I turned around. I could see the dark blur storming towards me. I turned the flashlight on. It wasn't very bright, but it was enough. The field stood empty once more. I sprinted the rest of the way home. I haven't been anywhere near that field since, and I don't plan on ever going there in the future. I haven't slept for a few nights. I told my parents, but they think I made up some elaborate lie because I missed the curfew. I'm grounded, and no matter how much I swear it's the truth, they don't believe me. Last night, I looked out of my window. Like always, I could see the distant lights of faraway roads and cars. But when I looked closer, I swear I could see a tree in my next-door neighbor's garden. I'd never seen it before. It was too large to be new. I stared at it for a long time, but I didn't have a light powerful enough to illuminate that far. In the dark, it was just an undefined mass. I fell asleep at my window, staring into the darkness. It's daylight now, but I don't see the tree. I have no idea what's happening or what that thing in the field was.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I started jogging a couple of months ago, and it was all going fine until when I returned home. When I returned home after my jog, the next door neighbor, who had a son in his late 30s, tends to smoke outside of the front yard. When he looks at me coming home from my jog, there was a look of fright on his face. This son of my neighbor's had never moved out of his parents' house for some reason. Then he starts to blurt out, "Dead bodies, tortured individuals and preying on the innocent. And then he goes inside his house. Then, through the walls, I could hear shouting and movements that could be classified as worrying. When I went on my jog again on another day, and when I came back home, my elderly next-door neighbor's son looked at me and had a look of horror on his face. I kind of tried not to look at him, but the way he was looking at me was unnerving. Then he blurted out, "Drowning people for fun, making orphans out of children and widows out of wives. So much blood, blood everywhere." And then he went inside. Through the walls, I could hear shouting and things being thrown. He always seemed to be set off after I had finished my jogs. The old father asked me if I could jog at another time, but unfortunately, due to my work hours, I couldn't. The old father understood, and on another day, when I finished my jog, the son looked at me again, in that same look in his eyes. He looked uncomfortable, and I could hear his father inside cooking. I just quietly started to open the front door, and the next door neighbor's son had blurted out, "We have no choice, and everyone was the target. We had no choice." And he ran inside the house and started shouting. I could hear his father having a bit of a wrestle with the son through the walls. It was an old house. Had no choice but to kill and torture innocent people in Iraq and Afghanistan. My superiors gave me no choice. I was a soldier, and the Rorschach test on your shirt makes me see images. I had no Rorschach test on my shirt, but it was my sweat marks after my run, which explained the weird behavior of his, only after I had finished my jog. My sweat formed to look like a Rorschach test, which set him off, and now he has killed his father.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.